The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. I love having you with us on this October 5th, on this Friday. Happy Friday. Five Boroughs is here, and Albert is here. Thank you, Susie. And we got a lot to get into with Judge Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about that. They're voting now on cloture. When do they vote? Who's going to show up? What's going to happen with Jeff Flake and Murkowski and Collins? You know, what's going on down there is just second to none. It's all politics. What is going to happen? It breaks pretty much today at about 10:30 during the Mike Gallagher show. So please keep AM 970 The Answer just a front and center, if you'd be so kind. You know, we're staunch supporters of law enforcement on this program. Make no apologies for that. The men and women that put their lives on the line, whether it's on the streets of New York and the NYPD, on the highways and roadways of New Jersey, like the New Jersey State Police do, or whether you're a correction officer, you know, in a prison, which is tough. So Elias Huza Medin is the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, right? Elias came on the show a while ago, and he said, you know, don't break up Rikers. Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who ran Rikers in such a stellar fashion years ago, said, you can't do what they're doing. It's a real estate grab, I think, what they're doing. Elias is here with us on the Piscopo show to explain exactly what happened, because some correction officers were hurt. And we heard you, man. You got on the radio. You got on the television very, very quickly, Elias, and you stuck up for your men and women in the association. Give us a breakdown. What happened and why we are where we are, Elias?
Well, good morning, Joe. How are you, man?
All right, man. Try to make sense of it all. You know, this is a crazy story. And you called it. You and Bernie Kerik called it as well, I must say.
Exactly. And the problem is the mayor's not listening. It appears he's not listening to anybody, to be honest with you, but especially when it comes to law enforcement. We made it very clear that there's a big difference between a correction officer and a juvenile counselor. And, you know, they did this raise the age law in which, like, correction officers, we're not opposed to raise the age. We're not opposed to being one of the only two states that try people 15 to 16 years old as an adult. But what we are opposed to is that we don't belong with this particular population of inmate. We work with adults, regardless of what their age is. So we opposed this from the very beginning. We knew it wasn't a good idea. Believe it or not, Joe, many of listeners might not even understand. The jail that the adolescents was in,
yeah,
we were having 20 to 30 alarms situations a day in that jail.
A day?
Since they left,
yeah,
we have maybe we've had about 10 in the last 3 or 4 days. All of those situations have moved, guess what, to Horizon in the Bronx. Right. So, you know, right, they totally went against the spirit of whatever the Raise the Age was about. And what we said to them was, we're correction officers. We're the police of the jail. We don't do counseling. We're not mental health workers. We're not social workers. We're not there to hug. We're there to police the jails and to ensure that the rules are followed. And these 16 and 17-year-olds, I was just telling Darren earlier, they're not the Khalif Browers that everybody's always talking about. He was in jail for a backpack. These young, these 16 and 17 year olds, 40% of them are in jail for murder and attempted murder. They're there for robbery in the first. They're there for criminal possession of a weapon. They're there for assault in the first. They're not going to be bailed out. The Kennedy Foundation can't even make their way to Horizon because you can't bail them out. Most of them don't even have a bail. They've been the judges were smart enough to remand them. So basically, and they forced us to go there. Without our weapon, without the things that we use in the New York City jails to maintain order. One of those things is spray. People call it pepper spray, spray. We call it OC, our chemical agent. That allows us to protect ourselves and to protect the inmates from physical injury. And for whatever reason, the state of New York has decided that inside a juvenile facility, pepper spray or spray is cruel and inhumane treatment.
Oh, man. So wait, what's the razor age now? What's the razor age you can try kids as adults now? Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, basically, New York City, the state of New York and North Carolina were the only two states in the union that that still tried 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. Basically, what they did with the raise the age, they remove New York State from that list. So now it's just North Carolina. None of the other states try 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. They get tried, but they don't get tried as adults. They get tried in family court and different things of that nature. So basically, what the governor and others, the assembly, the state senate did was they joined that particular group of people. And like I said, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds are different than a 30-year-old, a 25-year-old. So we really wasn't opposed to that. What we're opposed to is if that's what you want to do, if you say you want to provide them with mental health facilities, if you want to provide them with social services to try to get into their mind to figure out why they committed the murder that they committed, that's fine. All we're saying is that's not our job. That's not what we do. So we should not be in the Bronx at Horizon at all. And we explained to them exactly what was going to happen if they send us there. And although today, yesterday was quiet, we already know, Joe, we're talking about 16 and 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
And all they do all day is fight. They are the most violent population of inmates, meaning they fight all day long. Yeah. And the problem with this group is that 99% of them are gang members. That incident that happened the other day happened because we had two rival gangs that saw each other in the school area and went at it. And when you look at the video, you see my guys are there. Now, if we were still on Rikers or in a jail, we would have been able to use our spray. And inmates don't like the spray. They run. If you see the first video, when the female officer sprayed them, they scattered. Because the spray works. Yeah. We are in Horizon, and we don't have our equipment. We don't have the tools
so they got
that
gang,
we use.
They got gang members, man.
Yes.
And there's violent, vicious, virtual murderers.
Yes.
Yet you can't use, and I don't mean to chuckle, but this is absurd. You can't even use, like, a pepper kind of spray?
And no, and this is the policy, and you know, this is the state policy, which comes under Governor Cuomo. And we've been reaching out to the governor saying, you have to change this. We don't care whether it's the law. The law ain't always right. You have to change this policy so that we are able to keep ourselves safe and to keep them safe. And we're saying to the mayor as well, you should not even send us there because uniforms don't belong in a juvenile facility, in an adolescent facility. And they sent us here because you know why, Joe? They're afraid of them. And to be honest with you, the juvenile counselors and the youth development specialists and all those people, there was a teacher who got her wrist fractured in that melee. There were other people that got hurt in that melee. Yeah, and we're just trying to get ourselves out of there. We filed the lawsuit, and we're waiting on this judge, Joseph Esposito, the Supreme Court judge in Queens, to make the decision because in Manhattan, you know, the de Blasio, I call her the de Blasio judge. Her name is Sylvia Hines Radix. And each time we went to court, the judge in Queens gave us a restraining order agreeing with us. And each time de Blasio and them went to this particular judge twice in a row, and she removed the restraining order. So, again, you know, it's back with the judge in Queens who understands our plight, knows that we don't belong there, knows that this should be something that should be done by juvenile counselors. These are other union jobs. These are Local 371, Anthony Sidney Wells' job. These are Greg Floyd's job. These are the local 237 ACS police jobs. They deal with adolescents. They deal with juveniles. We don't. And just on a good note, because I like to give them credit when they do the right thing, I want to give the governor credit because the other day he did sign the bill allowing the jails in the state and in New York City to purchase the body scanners because inside the jails now it's hard for us to detect weapons because they have the non-metallic weapons. So he actually signed that bill. And to the governor, I say kudos, to be there very honest with you. That was one of the right things that he did. And now we just need him to assist us either in getting us out of Horizon or at least telling his state facilities, his state agencies to override, change this law, and give correction officers the tools and the equipment that we use.
Yeah, Elias Huzamuddin is the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Elias, before we let you go, man, we're doing this forum on criminal justice issues with you guys on November 1st. Now, in your view, Elias, what's the most important thing about the city's jail system that New Yorkers need to know?
Well, you know what? I just said this the other day at the AM 970 function, the Labor Press Heroes. The one thing that most people don't know is that we're public safety officers. And if we opened up the gate and allow these 9,000 people to roam the streets or go out, people don't understand that we actually help keep this city safe. Correction officers throughout this city and the state, that's part of our jobs. And we need as much support from New Yorkers like this show, like you, Joe, like AM 970 in general. We need as much support as we can so that we can have the right equipment, the right tools, so that we don't find ourselves defending ourselves for doing our jobs or having to have to deal with the Monday morning quarterback because nobody's really concerned about jail until something bad happens.
Right. Have any of your warnings about ending punitive segregation been heard, Elias?
We've been back and forth in court. Actually, to be honest with you, Joe, now that they removed the 16 and 17 year olds out of our custody, now we just have to deal with the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds because they have punitive seg for 21 years and older. Now it's just the 18 to 20-year-old that we have to fight to get this back for, and that's something that we still are continuing to fight for. We think that we should be able to put you in punitive seg if you're violent regardless of your age.
All right. We'll see you on the 1st of November, Elias. Hey, keep up the great work, man. You have these airwaves anytime you need them. We're feeling for you. Appreciate your dedication to your men and women in the association, Elias.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you guys for being supportive of us.
Yes, sir. Elias Huzamuddin right there, president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. They see the problems in law enforcement. It's like we had the police officers from the union on yesterday, and they see the problems, you know, before they happen. And it's nice once in a while when the politicians listen to our law enforcement officials. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Steve Adubato is going to join us. Mary, our sports gal, is going to join us. But let me go to Tom. He's been holding for a while. Tom, good morning. What are you thinking this morning? What's on your mind, my friend?
Joe Piscopo. I'll probably be as quick as I can, but we go like this. Now for something completely different. It's a hard act to follow, but you said, you remember when they said Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to sit, and I got one scoop of ice cream, and Ed Sullivan, he used to hold his elbow and then hold his chin and go, live from London, let's hear it for the Beatles. And he used to do like a turn around like that. I mean, that was just too funny. And then also, you go like this, Joe, because I know you said earlier, so sometimes you get very excited. You said, I got excited. Joe, at our age, if we get excited, we could pee our pants.
No. Thank you very much. Talking about Ed Sullivan. See, I'm old enough to remember Ed Sullivan. That was like the show on Frankie, you know, it was on for 20 plus years, correct? The Ed Sullivan Show. And it ran right into, I think, the 70s, I think it did. And Ed Sullivan was his writer.
Early 70s. I think it was 72 they canceled it.
Yeah.
It was like a big thing. A lot of the networks in the early 70s started canceling shows that had been on for like 15, 20 years because they felt that it was aging out for the audience.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's where I believe right from that theater, they started to do a show called Saturday Night that Howard Cosell actually hosted. It was, and that was.
Good evening, everyone. How Howard Cosell on Saturday night.
The man who always tells it like it is.
It was pre-Saturday Night Live. I think Lauren produced that show, and then that melded right into Saturday Night Live after that because it was variety when variety shows were big. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning.
Howard.
It is. I tell you, so do I.
He was.
Yep.
You know, like him, Cosell. Love him, hate him.
Yep.
He always had, you know, he could be polarizing at times, but he always had an opinion. He was never shy on his opinions.
One of the smartest guys ever anywhere. You know that. And I had a chance to hang with him. I told you that before when I did Battle of the Network Stars, man. We were out there, and I was hanging with Cosell. Hung with him, like, the whole weekend. It was
Robert Conrad, the captain of the NBC team.
Oh, man.
Baba Black Sheep, Saturday night.
It's online somewhere. You can find
They're grainy videos, awful.
It was awful. But you know what? It was fun, and the network said, we need you here. We would show up, and the good thing was we got to hang out with Howard Cosell. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, it is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato is going to join us, and Mary Papayo is going to join us. I like saying Mary Papayo. That is not the way you pronounce her name.
Why do you keep calling her a fruit? Papaya is a fruit.
I didn't say papaya. I said papayo. Papayo. Mary will be with us. Right now, Susie Cerrone is looking out for you. It's Friday. It's October 5th in New York. That means traffic. How we doing, Susie? Well, and a good morning to you.
Good morning. Last Sullivan, June 6, 1971.
Wow, good girl.
Just
good
shy
wow.
of 23 years.
71, unbelievable. Hello, Susie Cerrone.
Hey there, Joe. A problem now on the FDR. There's an accident on the FDR southbound at 71st Street in the center lane, but the FDR northbound is just as bad. That's slow from the 60s on up to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Crash on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at 177th Street. The Deegan southbound's a nightmare from Van Cortlandt Park on down. Staten Island Expressway eastbound slow from Slauson Avenue to across the Verrazano. Inbound George, 25 for the upper, 20 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 15. Crash gone on 495 westbound at Kennedy Boulevard. Holland 20 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Bye-bye accident on the Parkway northbound at 138 in Kenilworth. Looking a lot better through the area. The thruway southbound is clear heading out of Rockland County. And Connecticut 95 southbound pretty slow from 18 in Westport to 5 in Old Greenwich. Accident gone on the LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
You don't normally see them. They're hidden in the poor parts of town. Homeless men, women, and children. But this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi exposes the magnitude of the problem. Tens of thousands are homeless in every American city. Some used to be your neighbors. It's eye-opening. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's talk cybersecurity. You think only big companies get hacked, right? Newsflash, hackers don't discriminate. They go after big companies and small ones, too. A cyber attack could shut you down for weeks and cost millions. If you're an attorney, a doctor, an accountant, any industry, one employee or 100, make sure your business data is safe. Call my friend Frank Bradshaw at Hoike Technologies. Hoike Technologies has over 20 years' experience helping small and mid-sized companies stay ahead of cyber attacks. Frank will set you up with a comprehensive 24/7 defense system that will work seamlessly with your current IT. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Set up an appointment for a free consultation by October 31st and get 20% off your first month of service. Call Hoike Technologies right now, 833-464-5383, serving all five boroughs in New Jersey. Online at hoiketech.com, spelled HOIKETech.com. 833-464-5383.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have Eric Gonzalez, district attorney of Brooklyn here. Let's talk about criminal justice reform.
People looking for programming that keeps us safe and that we, you know, in Brooklyn and Manhattan, we target what we call the drivers of violent crime, the people who are going to hurt us or hurt our family members, that we focus on those people and we incapacitate them and we put them in prison. But for so many others, you know, the criminal justice system has become a place where people come in and the case is processed at tremendous cost to all of us, the taxpayers, and to especially young and young black and brown people who become criminalized when nothing of substance happens with their case.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. It is 924 on AM 970, The Answer. Love having you with us. 924, how about if I give it to 930 and I give you an extra minute? 924, if you call Route 22 Toyota, you can get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. 924 right now, I'll give you the 930, all right? You get a free multi-point inspection, a free filter, and a free oil change from Route 22 Toyota. And you'll see Alex Kinsella over there. What do I tell you about Alex? 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I'm just saying. And you don't have to deal with dummies when you go over there. It's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And when you're there and you're getting your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You'll be able to peruse this great showroom. And then you'll also be able to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is the man at Route 22 Toyota. Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris and Wendy. This is a Shoya. This is a great, this is where you want to go for your car. In the meantime, I suggest humbly, and submit to you, my friend, to call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's warm enough. We'll take it. It's fall, but it's warm enough. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer, a great talent in his own right. One of the great vocal performances of our time. Francis Albert Sinatra with Jersey Joe.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Francis Albert. Here's Steve Adubato on the line. Steve, had to put that on for you, man. Still, to this day, and you're a young guy, Steven, but what I thought, one of the great vocal performances. Am I right or wrong, Mr. Adubato?
Johnny Mercer?
Yeah, he wrote the lyrics to it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Could I say something before you say that?
Yeah,
I had to stop. You were playing this. I had it on speaker.
Yeah.
My wife, Jennifer, is here with me now. I was just dancing with her. I swear. Jen, can you confirm this, Jen?
Dancing in the kitchen, Joe.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I didn't want to stop, but I had to talk to you, my other partner.
You must be from Naples. Your people must be from Naples.
We're Napolitan, of course we are.
You romantic. God bless you. And hi to Jennifer and to the family, Steve. Great to hear your voice, man. How are you doing? All good? Everything good? Busy as ever. Steve, you can't make this stuff up, man. What's going on, brother?
Oh, is there something happening in Washington? I've read in the New York Times,
which is
still a newspaper last time I checked.
The failing New York Times?
But listen, the president is help propping them up, so I heard, too.
Yeah. You know? He does. He gave him some credence. Oh, the almost failing New York Times, he called him, I think.
You can't make this stuff
up. You really can't. Hey, Steve, so this New Jersey Senate race, and I know you're really in the thick of it, and I probably know this better than anybody else. Bob Hugin comes on the show doing a great job. Marine, great guy. It seems like a very, very down-to-earth guy. Now, we're seeing Bob, and Bob Menendez is a fighter, man. He doesn't just go down.
Sure,
we know Menendez. You just don't. But it's dead heat. There's a dead heat now in the United States Senate race in the state of New Jersey?
First of all, we're talking about a very blue state, a state that voted for a, let's say, a flawed presidential candidate and Hillary Clinton. They didn't care. They vote Democratic in the state. Very rarely do they elect Republicans. It's been decades, like four decades, that they elected a Republican to the U.S. Senate, that we elected a Republican in the Senate. But let's not kid ourselves. Bob Menendez is a fighter. He's done a lot of good things. But that trial, that corruption trial, was embarrassing. It hurt him. There are a significant number of New Jerseyans who say they don't trust him. And my instincts are, even though I really believe Menendez is likely to win, I'm not sure it's a dead heat. But it shouldn't be this close in a state like New Jersey. And partly it shows that the senator, that Bob Menendez, has some real challenges. I mean, you're talking about a state where Donald Trump not only lost here, but is extremely unpopular here. It shouldn't be this close, but it's close.
Yeah, and does it sustain? Because we're feeling that this it's not late, but it is kind of late. And Bob Hugin is sustaining. Is there an October surprise, for example, that Menendez will come up with? Do you hear on the inside, Steve?
I mean, what's he going to say? Listen, I want to also say that I have a responsibility to plug, which you know I find very unnatural for me to do, to plug not just my Sunday Steve Adubato Leadership Hour on AM 970 at 2 o'clock every Sunday talking about leadership. I am not here to plug, but I'm also going to plug that this weekend on public broadcasting on WNET and JTV, other stations, I have a half-hour U.S. Senate special in which I interview Mr. Hugin, who we thank him for his service to the country, but that is not how he got the dollars to run this campaign. It's from being a very wealthy CEO of a very successful pharmaceutical company, Celgene, and Bob Menendez, the other half of that show. And let's put it this way. The Republicans were smart enough to put up a candidate who had enough money to self-finance, and those spots, you cannot watch a Yankee game, go Yankees tonight against the hated Red Sox. Watch a game, you cannot watch anything without seeing a Bob Hugin ad that blasts Menendez on the corruption trial. And you find Menendez hitting back and saying that Celgene was a terrible company, and they were keeping cancer drugs from people who needed it and artificially keeping the price high. It's, again, it's scurrilous, it's nasty, it's back and forth, but Hugin's got the dollars to fund a campaign that's making Menendez very vulnerable.
Be very interesting. And I hate to say it, but I love it all. I love the excitement of it all. It's like, we're
ready.
You
really love this?
Yeah, I'm telling you what, I'm addicted to it. There's something wrong with it.
You are.
You know, I can watch it. I see it. And what's going on? Now, I'm excited, too, about the business breakfast. Mitchell Modell at the business breakfast. How great is that, Steve?
Listen, let's get to the facts. This is not fake news. This is real news. October 11th. The Salem Business Breakfast, once again, I will be hosting a forum. Of course, you will be kicking it off on the morning show. I'll be joining you guys there as well. But that day, on the 11th of October, at Passaic Community College, we're going to have Mitch Modell. We're going to have,
Joan Herman.
Joan Herman, help me on this. And the great Joan Herman, Conversations with Joan. And who else do we have? We have from Citizens Bank Mortgage Company.
Yeah, Ace Wanatusuparp is going to join us from Citizens Bank. A bright young kid. Yeah.
I was ducking saying Ace's last name because I couldn't do it.
I bailed you out, Steven.
I went in there.
It took me only 6 months to learn a name. It took me 6 months. Wanatusuparp. Now I can't stop saying it.
I looked at the name. I go, I can't do it. I hope Joe does it.
I know. It sounds like something you'd order at a restaurant. I'll have the Wanatusuparp, please. But Ace,
I hear he's great. It's going to be great.
Very smart, young kid. Great kid. Great kid, yeah.
So, listen, that's what they said about you just a couple of years ago on Saturday Night Live. You're
what?
A big star.
What? Yeah,
now
on the radio.
Star. That's going to be a great breakfast. We invite everybody there. I promise we're going to offer tangible, valuable business advice for anyone who wants it about building relationships. Joe, you are the quintessential relationship guy. You are loyal. You're a trusted friend. When things get rough, you go to Piscopo. And that whole forum is about building relationships and business.
Very good. And you run it like nobody else, Steve Adubato. That's going to be so much fun. And it's such a great venue there at the Wanacue Academic Center. It's October 11th. By the way, if you'd like to register and see how handsome Steve Adubato actually is in person, you think he looks good on TV. Wait till you see him in person. Because people always tell me, Steve, you look better in person, Joe. I go, what do I look like, a dog on TV?
You look great either way.
Sorry.
But I also want to say, since the last time you see me, I had a little work done.
Kidding.
bet you're not going to be able to see where the work
was done. Don't tell us. Me and Frank and Al, we're going to have to guess. Don't tell us, because I don't believe that. Are you serious? The little work. Little work. You said a little something?
A little tweak. No, I'm just joking.
No,
does Botox count?
No, it doesn't. Please. Well, I want to know who's the Botox person for the United States Senate. If I see one more senator with no wrinkles in their forehead, they shine. Blumenthal.
And
by the way, Trey Gowdy, who's a brilliant man, not to take anything away from him, but there's not a wrinkle. It's
not
like
a
somebody.
So,
now, that's impossible. And you're working in Washington. I want that plastic surgeon of the senators. Steve Adubato, live and in person, in the Passaic County Community College. You can go to am970answer.com. You register. You have to register, but it's all for free. Dominic's going to be there with the catering. Steve does this all around big corporations, all around the country. So we're very honored to have him at the AM 970 Salem Business Breakfast. And we want you to be there. Steve, this is going to be a great day, my friend.
It's going to be great. And by the way, one more time, this weekend, the U.S. Senate special on public television, also going to air broadcast on AM 970. And by the way, PBS will get upset. I'm joking about the Botox. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I got all the wrinkles I'm supposed to have at my tender age.
And looking great, my friend. Listen, back to the kitchen and dancing with Jen. I think that is so beautiful, you know?
She's waiting. I'll be right there. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't dance with that guy. I'll be right there.
How are you looking at? Hey, Steve Adubato. Give my love to the family, Steven.
I will. You too, Joseph.
Okay, thanks, man. Steve Adubato right there, October 11th, am970theanswer.com. Register for free for the business breakfast, okay, with Steve and with Mitchell Modell. 9:35, Piscopo in the morning. Al Gattulo in the morning right now with the headline news on am970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City pizza festival is dishing out slices for a good cause. Some of the best spots in the city have teamed up for the annual Slice Out Hunger event. The proceeds go to City Harvest and the nonprofit, the Sylvia Center. People purchase $1 tickets and then redeem the tickets for pizza. This year's festival being held October 10th at St. Anthony's Church in Greenwich Village. The borough of Seaside Heights is reminding people that swimming in the ocean is currently not permitted and won't be again until next summer. An increase in riptides and large waves has led to dangerous conditions. Lifeguards won't be back on duty until Memorial Day 2019. Borough officials say people jumping into the surf this time of year aren't just risking their lives, but are also putting the lives of first responders in danger. And Comic-Con is taking over the Javits Center. 250,000 visitors expected for the annual event through the weekend. Organizers say there's comics, movies, video games, TV shows, and just about anything related to comic book culture. Actor Mark Ruffalo kicked things off yesterday, signing autographs. And tomorrow night, there's a Walking Dead panel, Anime Fest at Pier 94, dedicated to anime or animation experiences, is new to the event this year. In sports, Yankees starting left-hander Jay Happ in Game 1 of their AL Division Series tonight in Boston. Boston sends ace Chris Sale to the mound. It's the first playoff meeting between the teams since 2004. Masahiro Tanaka will oppose David Price in Game 2 tomorrow. Hockey kicked off last night. The Predators beat the Rangers at the Garden 3-2. It was the Islanders over the Hurricanes in Carolina 2-1 in overtime. And on Thursday night football, the Patriots beat the Colts up in New England 38-24. Stuck in traffic. Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny sky, 64 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Accident on the Bronx River Parkway, southbound near 177th Street. Issues on the FDR in both directions. An accident southbound on the FDR at 71st Street in the center lane. But northbound delays from the 60s on up to the RFK Triborough. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George 25 for the upper, 15 to 20 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln 15, Holland about 20 from either approach. Looking good on the Parkway northbound into 138th. Earlier accident in Kenilworth is gone. Throughway clear in both directions between Westchester and Rockland County. Connecticut 95 southbound still pretty busy from 18 in Westport down to 5 in Old Greenwich. Checking your forecast today, sunny but cooler. The high only 67 degrees. Clear skies tonight, 59 in the city. Weekend looks good. Saturday partly sunny and 68. Sunday partly sunny and warmer with a high of 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, let's put politics aside for a moment. Take a breather. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the show is Bagels and Broadway, Saturdays at 9 a.m. This week, Broadway actress Jenna Gavigan talks about her new book for kids, Lulu the Broadway Mouse. Producer and performer Jamie DeRoy discusses her upcoming show at Birdland to benefit the Actors Fund. Plus, the latest theater news from Broadway.com, and a special shout-out to new sponsor, School of Visual Arts. Saturday at 9, Bagels and Broadway, with me, Valerie Smaldone. It's a date.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Biscopo in the morning. You want a diamond, you got to go to Parian & Sons. Would you be so kind to at least consider that? You can go to ParianDiamonds.com, P-A-R-I-A-N Diamonds.com, ParianDiamonds.com. But I would go out there. I had a great time. I went out there. It was so quick from New York. Boom. Went right out to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Beautiful town, by the way. You go out there, and there's Glenn Parian. He was dressed in suit and tie. I love this guy. I bought my old jewelry out there, which I suggest you do, because you know you're looking at your jewelry. I know what you're thinking. Ah, I can't wear that. Take it to Glenn and Katie, Debbie, and Marie and the Parian family, please. They'll make it look brand spanking new like they did with mine. And while you're there, peruse the stones, the beautiful stones, the watches that are there, and the diamonds. No one will walk you through the four C's. When you buy a diamond, the clarity and the cut and the character, they're better than Parian and Sons. You could ask Glenn, what's that diamond? You'll get the bang for your buck. Plus, nowhere are you going to find the diamond buyback guarantee. That is famous, and that is only at Parian Diamonds. You can go. They've been in business for 96 years in the great state of New Jersey, starting at Clifton, now on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You tell them, I heard you on the Piscopo show. Mr. Parian, what can you do for me? You're going to love Parian and Sons. Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or very simply, please try ParianDiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe Piscopo, 941 on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970. The Answer.com. Around the country, around the world. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Big Al is here. And Mary Popoyo is, she's a sports analyst, account executive. She's a true star and a dear friend. Mary, welcome to the program. So great to have you on the air as a personality. How you doing? Are you enjoying this?
Good morning, Joe. Wow, that was a lot of pressure there. Quite the build-up, quite the intro.
Well, we've known each other, what, 20, 22 years now?
Yeah, at least half my lifetime, yeah.
That's how old you are, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. I age very well.
Yeah. Mary, I tell you, I'm a huge fan. You know that. So now tell us about, first of all, how you started in Arizona doing sports. You were on camera in Arizona doing sports, correct?
Yes, in my past life, in my first 22 years. I was covered the 2011 spring training for the Arizona Diamondbacks when I was just getting out of college, actually, senior in college, and then through graduation. And then I decided to, that was my short stint, and then I did a couple little things here and there for sports agencies, and then wanted to come out and be like the famous Joe and be famous in New York City. So I moved 3,000 miles across the country, you know, no plan, no money, no job,
You came to New. I can't believe you came to New York at a young age. You came to New York. How long have you been at the station? It's got to be almost 4 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, just a little over. Actually, three and a half.
Whoa, you were a baby. You're a baby now, girl. Look at you.
Thanks.
But I have to tell you on the air. If you're listening, Mary's great. I'll tell you what. She's one of those go-to gals, and she. When we go on a, you go on a quote unquote sales call. You go to meet somebody. You stay so organized. You drive that AM 970 vehicle.
Like, the Batmobile.
Oh, please, out to Brooklyn. You got us to Michael's of Brooklyn.
And we all love it. We were okay. Good.
That was the first place we went. You got to go meet Fred and Johnny and Michael at Brooklyn. And we had the best time, and that is just a true love affair over there.
Always the best time.
Mary, I know you're a football enthusiast, but so many of our listeners are watching the Yanks and Red Sox this weekend.
Yes.
How do you see that playing out?
Oh, my God. I think, first of all, you were at the wild card game, and the Yankees were electric. Mr. Stanton and Judge came through exactly how we wanted them to come through, dropping bombs. I mean, what was it like, not to flip the question, but what was it like to be there? Weren't you there?
Yeah, it was exciting. When you watch Aaron Judge, it's hard to explain, and I'm a geek. I'm not a baseball geek, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said to Russ yesterday, the bat speed of Aaron Judge, he's massive. He's like 6'7". And the bat speed, and you know, that home run was 400 plus. He just, I mean, it was 2-1, and Russ called it, by the way, Mary.
He said fastball
right down the middle. He goes, watch this. And I'm watching, boom, and it was so exciting. And Giancarlo, this is his first playoff ever. And I you know what's good for me is that they're in the groove now. The Yanks are in the groove now.
That's what they needed. Yeah, they needed that to set them off, you know, on a good foot into the playoffs and against their rival, you know, their arch rival.
Yeah.
I have a hard time saying that the Red Sox are going to take it. I really think the Yankees are going to do it this year. And I think it's going to, they're going to be fired by their, you know, their enemy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's going to be. Just the desire
so.
To beat them.
I don't understand. The Red Sox are a great team. They're half the size of the Yankees, literally, physically. But I'm telling you, you can't take anything away from the Red Sox. And you're young. I remember, Mary, we would go to Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium. And, man, the rivalry. There were fights before you even got in the stadium. Why? Because you're a Red Sox fan. Because you're a Yankee fan. It's ridiculous. Now we have respect for Red Sox Nation. It's going to be tough, but pushing for the Yankees. How do the Jets and Giants look this weekend?
Ooh, so the Jets and the Giants are both 1-3.
Yeah.
1-3 going into week 5. The Jets have a tough matchup with the Broncos, but all you Jets fans are going to love me. I think I'm picking the Jets because the Broncos are on a short week. They just got off of a really tough loss against Mr. Mahomes, the unstoppable Mahomes over at Kansas City. So, and they're flying across the country. They're coming to us. So short week, long flight, tough loss. I think, and the Jets are home, you know, and they're going to be home for the next 3 games. So I think they've got a very positive outlook on at least the next few games, the short future. So I think I'm going to pick the Jets. Now for the Giants, that's a little, they're, you know, they're up against the 2-2 Panthers. You know, Cam Newton, you can't stop him. He's like, Cam Newton is like the Aaron Judge, right? They're just too big for the positions that they're playing. They don't
it's
fit.
It's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
But I think I'm picking the Panthers in that matchup. The Giants, you know, Saquon Barkley's unstoppable. He's amazing. I love him. That was a great pickup in the draft. You know, Odell, they paid him all that money. He does well. I don't know that I would say he's performing as well as I thought he would be doing so far, but
it's early yet.
It's
right?
Early. Yeah, we're in the we're just getting into week 5. First quarter's gone. Teams could still maybe be figuring it out or just have figured it out. Eli needs to get it together. I think Eli needs to I think in his older age is maybe getting a little worried in the pocket. He gets a little scared.
Yeah.
So
for you, everybody's old.
You got to trust your protection. So
yeah, I know it's so true. But hey, how did you become a Vikings fan? How did that happen?
Oh, my boys, my dad was born and raised in Nebraska, so it was kind of like, you know, they didn't have a team, so it was either the Minnesota Vikings or the Kansas City Chiefs. And for whatever reason, maybe the Vikings were prominent back in the 80s. So actually they were. So my dad was a Vikings fan. So he moved over to Arizona and that's all she wrote. I mean, it's not like my mom was a huge NFL fan. You know, she went under what my dad said. And we've been a Vikings household. And they have a big matchup this weekend in the NFC championship rematch against the Eagles. And I want them to crush them, and I think that they will. Uh-oh. They are here. They're here in Philly.
Yeah, I know. See, I don't hate the Eagles. There's another rivalry. I just don't. To watch a football game at the Link in Philadelphia is sensational because it's a zoo. It's a zoo.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. Ask my parents. They came out for the NFC Championship last year, and I would say that the fans are so incredibly aggressive that it might have hindered watching in that stadium. But
you're being kind.
I am. Yeah. Was that nice?
The old vet. I don't know that they have it at the Link. I'm talking about Philadelphia's market. The vet, they had a jail in the bottom,
of
the vet. They had a jail. Yes. There were so many fights that there would be a judge down underneath the stadium, which I love. Hey, Mary, and so for all bettors this weekend, again, if we could reiterate, if you had to guarantee one surefire Pollo pick for this weekend, what would that be, please?
Oh, man, okay. So if I'm going to pick one for the weekend, starting today, because we have a lot of baseball, we have a lot of football. Are you asking for football or baseball?
No, give me one of each. What do you think?
Okay, cool. So I'm holding true. I'm picking the Yankees.
Yay.
And then I'm gonna give New York a break and say I'm picking the Jets over the Broncos.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Mary, thanks a lot. But thanks for all you do also in the sales department for your hard work. And then you go in that, what do? The spinning class? You teach the spinning class? Is that what you do?
Yes. If anyone's wondering, this is my full resume here from Joe. I do teach spin in the morning. So if you guys are, up early, come take my class.
Well, you spin in the morning before you get to work, you mean?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my Lord. Supergirl. Listen, you're doing a great job. We love you, Mary.
All right. Right back at you, Joe.
You're a star. And thanks. Thanks. We'll see you. See you in a little bit. And thanks for jumping in the studio with us. Mary Pollo right there, AM 970 sports analyst, account executive, all around a great gal. And Susie Cerrone, speaking of great gals, happy Columbus Day, girl. What are you doing for Columbus Day? Anything special?
I am off so far on Monday, so I will be planted on my couch watching Channel 7 beginning at noon with you and Ken Rosato. And say hello to Louis Tallarini.
The best. Louis is best. The Columbus Citizens Foundation. We'll be chatting about that before we go up the air. But thank you. That's a big parade. 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
3 hours. We got 3 hours to tell everybody how great Italians are, Susie. You know what I'm saying?
And I think the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Good day. Hey, Susie, traffic-wise on this Friday, people try to get out of town now, out of New York. How are we doing?
Well, Joe, some issues in Brooklyn. We've got an accident on the BQE northbound near Metropolitan Avenue that has one lane blocked, and it's just horrible on the Williamsburg Bridge, Manhattan bound, the inner and outer roadway. So if you're headed out of Brooklyn and into the city, stick with the Manhattan Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge instead. Better news in the Bronx. Accident gone on the Bronx over southbound near 177th Street. Alternate sides in effect. Inbound George, not too bad. 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20. In at the Holland, about 15 from either approach. New Jersey Transit still with 30-minute delays into and out of New York Penn. And watch out for roadwork 80 West when exit 61 to 58. Left lane, left shoulder, out till 3. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
This is Dan Proft with 60 Seconds of Sanity for upstream-ideas.com. Once again, the Senate has distinguished itself as the world's greatest deliberative body and vanguard of the Republic by putting high school yearbook committees across the country on notice. Dennis Miller's long-ago formulation of Congress as a bunch of mediocre intellects Earl-shibed into looking somewhat consequential has never been more clearly illustrated than by the current Senate Judiciary Committee. My question is for establishment Republicans who were bailed out by Brett Kavanaugh and Lindsey Graham. Does the Shakespearean farce you witness clarify things for you? Do you now understand what you're up against? Will you now turn a deaf ear to the left's siren song? Do you now realize that whether it's the Supreme Court, Russian collusion, or tax cuts, the left entices you with talk of common ground only to carpenbomb you as soon as you step onto it? You should find it instructive when three former state attorneys general, Senators Harris, Blumenthal, and Whitehouse, discard the presumptions of the American justice system and thus the rule of law because they can. Now you should locate your backbones. You should define the stakes and bring the fight. Brett Kavanaugh picked up the first round. November 6th is on you.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Cooler, less humid than yesterday. The afternoon high about 65. Increasing clouds tonight. There may be some fog inland overnight, low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy and damp in the morning. Look for the sky to brighten up in the afternoon, especially in the city and along the coast, high 67. And for Sunday, some low clouds and fog giving way to partly sunny skies. It'll become warmer and more humid. The afternoon high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It's 9:54. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. So you heard Mary on a second ago. She took us out to Michael's of Brooklyn. Joe, I want you to meet Fred and Johnny. They're great. They're in Brooklyn. They have the best sauce. It's the best restaurant. And this was years ago. We went out and had the best time with Fred and Mary Ann. Johnny, Michael was there, the grandson of the man who started Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred's and Johnny's daddy, you know, Fred's daddy. So we go out, and we fall in love with Michael's of Brooklyn. Then it turns into one of the five best Italian restaurants in America by the Food Network, one of the five best Italian restaurants, not only in Brooklyn, not only in New York, in all of the United States of America, right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. Yeah, and what I loved about it, and I loved about the family, is that they stay in the neighborhood, man. They stay in the neighborhood. They don't go out. It's as authentic as you could get in an Italian restaurant. Then they make the sauce. And then I told you this before, when I was out there, Mary and I were out there, I saw a young Michael on the phone, and he goes, excuse me, takes a phone call, and then he comes back and he goes, I think it was like Target. He was like talking to this huge chain. This international chain, what were they selling? Michael's of Brooklyn sauce around the United States. And then I get tweets from like Little Rock, Arkansas. I told you, Nashville, Tennessee, from all around the country. Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try it. If you're at the supermarket, please take home Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You're going to say, you know, Piscopo was right. This is sensational. But then if you're in Connecticut or Jersey, even down the shore in Jersey, certainly in New York, pop over to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What?
Can you feel me near you?
What?
I can't
Tommy,
hear you.
Can you
hello?
See me?
This thing on?
Can I help to cheer
what?
You? Ooh, Tommy.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Lucy?
What a classic Tommy, songs of all time.
Tommy,
Lucy?
What
was that? What was that, Ricky Ricardo?
Ricardo. Yeah. Lucy!
That's not bad, that's good.
I had no idea Larry King was Cuban.
I didn't say, no, that was
just
good.
Saskatchewan, hello.
That was good. That was truly Desi Arnaz.
Thank you very much.
That was a good Desi Arnaz.
That's right.
And
that's
I saw, I heard no Larry King in that.
Yeah, now you,
Frank,
well,
I'm
if
sorry.
If you want to,
makes one.
Yellowknife Northwest Territories. Hello.
Oh, man.
Lucy.
Babaloo, you're on the air. Hey, the economy added 134,000 jobs in September. Unemployment falls to a nearly 50-year low. I got to watch my language. I was like, take that. take that. I mean, look what's happening with the economy. It is sensational. It is great. And please embrace that. Now, right now, as we speak, Chuck Grassley's up there talking. God bless him. I mean, you know, they're talking and they're talking. All these senators, all they do is talk. 10:30. Now, if you keep AM 970 The Answer right where it is, even if you're watching TV, Mike Gallagher's going to jump on and break this down for you, because we're going to see them. They're going to vote. They're going to vote to vote. They're going to vote to vote on Judge Kavanaugh. We'll see exactly what happens. But I think that what do the Democrats have up their sleeves? I mean, because you can never trust these guys and gals. What's going to happen? You keep it right here on AM 970, The Answer, if you would. And Mike Gallagher will break it all down for you. So we'll see what happens. And then probably on Monday, Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed. That would be my prediction. Piscopo in the morning. Five boroughs. I'll see you tonight, buddy.
I will look forward to it, Joe. I'll work on trying to get Al there.
Yeah, we'll do that. You pry him away. That would be great. Albert, we love you, buddy. And thank you,
guys.
So you
have a great weekend. Enjoy Dino and Harry.
Well, we'll miss you, man. You know, you're welcome to go if you want. Nope. Susie Cerrone, thank you. Debbie, we'll be back on Monday. I will talk to you on ABC 7 with Kenny Rosato for the Columbus Day Parade on Monday. Happy Columbus Day.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops looking for the guy who robbed a Camden County Dunkin' Donuts with a tire iron. Cherry Hill police say the man entered the restaurant on East Route 70 yesterday afternoon, threatened a clerk with it. Police say he then fled with cash in a car that just so happens to be missing a real tire and had a donut wheel in its place. A Westchester man is pleading guilty to swindling a pair of women out of more than $160,000. Officials say Eric Jackier admitted to stealing money in connection to cases in Rybrook and White Plains. The funds reportedly had been earmarked to set up a charity in 2015. Jackier will be sentenced in March. In sports, Predators beat the Rangers 3-2. Islanders over the Hurricanes in overtime 2-1. Thursday Night Football, Patriots beat the Colts 38-24. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.